And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 12th of April, 2015. It was on this day, 1633, Galileo Galilei was put on trial by the Inquisition for supporting the theory that the Earth revolves around the sun. And in late April, he agreed to plead guilty and was sentenced to a period of house arrest at his home in Florence, where he gradually went blind and died in 1641. It was in 1992 the Catholic Church formally admitted that Galileo's views on the solar system are correct. 1857, on this date, Gustave Flaubert's first novel, Madame Bovary, was published, a woman who has multiple affairs to stave off boredom. The novel caught the attention of the authorities. Flaubert was charged with corrupting public morals. He was acquitted, and the publicity from the trial made the book a bestseller. It was on this day, 1945, Franklin Delano Roosevelt died in office of a cerebral hemorrhage, sitting at his desk at his resort in Warm Springs, Georgia. That evening, Harry S. Truman took the oath of office. Eleanor Roosevelt called Truman in the White House. He asked her, "Is there anything I can do for you?" And she said, "Is there anything we can do for you? For you are the one in trouble now." It's the birthday of Beverly Cleary, born in McMinnville, Oregon, 1916, who gave us the Ramona Quimby books, Ramona the Pest, Ramona the Brave, Ramona Forever, and many others. It's the birthday of the novelist Tom Clancy, born Baltimore, 1947. As a kid, he was obsessed with naval history. He joined the ROTC in college, but he had terrible eyesight, so he was rejected from military service. He went into the insurance business. And one day he was puttering around in the archives of the Naval Academy, where he found a master's thesis by a Navy officer about a Soviet destroyer whose crew had mutinied and tried to set sail to Sweden. They were discovered, the leader of the mutiny was executed, the others were punished. Clancy wrote to the naval officer, asked if he could use some of the material to write a novel, and the novel turned out to be The Hunt for Red October. He sent it to the Naval Institute. They'd never published a piece of fiction before, but they agreed to take it. They gave him an advance of $5,000, and it became a huge bestseller, sold more than 3 million copies. Tom Clancy, who said, "I'm in the entertainment business. My function in life, for the most part, is to take people out of their lives and put them somewhere else." Here's a poem for today by Hayden Carruth, Springtime, 1998. Our upstate April is cold and gray. Nevertheless, yesterday I found up in our old woods on the littered ground dog-tooth violets standing around and blooming wisely, and by the edge of the Bowes Road at the far side of the meadow where the limestone ledge crops out our wild cherry trees, we're making a great fountain of white gossamer. Joanne went and snipped a few small boughs and made a beautiful arrangement in the kitchen window where I sit now surrounded. A poem by Hayden Carruth, Springtime 1998, from Toward the Distant Islands, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation. Throughout the month of April, their favorite poem project, Florida, invites Floridians to submit their favorite poem. Florida-based listeners can submit their nominations at poetryfoundation.org/favoritepoemflorida. And by Progressive Insurance, with its Apron Project, celebrating progress and the people who make it happen. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.